Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. President Trump's SEC is easing its crypto clampdown, while Bitcoin is eyeing a potential rally against gold following a trendline breakout. Monero also shows bullish signs. Meanwhile, South Korea is cracking down on unregistered crypto exchanges, and MiCA's rollout sees mixed compliance success. Now let's get into the details. Bitcoin has been trading steadily, with analysts observing a potential reversal against gold. Monero is showing a bullish golden crossover, increasing from $165 to over $200. Dogecoin, however, slipped 3% amidst fears of a recession in the US. In South Korea, the Financial Intelligence Unit has blocked 14 crypto apps on Apple, continuing its efforts against unregistered operators. These actions, alongside Google's upcoming restrictions on crypto ads to MiCA-licensed firms, highlight regulatory tightening in the crypto space. In Europe, MiCA's first 100 days have left many crypto firms struggling with compliance. Only a select few have secured authorization, and Tether's non-compliance has led to its delisting from EU exchanges. In the DeFi realm, decentralized finance lending soared to $19.1 billion in 2024. Nearly doubling CeFi lending figures. The growth reflects a shift towards decentralized platforms. Florida is making headlines with plans to allocate up to 10% of its key funds to Bitcoin, while the federal government considers using tariffs to fund a US Bitcoin reserve. This move aligns with Trump's directive to boost the US's status as a crypto superpower. Across the Atlantic, Swedish MPs are pushing for Bitcoin in national reserves, mirroring US strategies. On the tech front, OpenAI's ChatGPT 4.5 has passed the Turing test with a 73% success rate, but OpenAI is already rolling out its successor, GPT 4.1. Nvidia also announced a $500 billion investment to build AI supercomputers in the US, a move that opens new avenues for crypto miners. The crypto market faced a hiccup with an AWS outage affecting Binance and KuCoin, underscoring the industry's reliance on centralized infrastructure. Meanwhile, XRP is gaining investor interest and is projected to be the first to secure a US spot ETF approval ahead of Solana and Dogecoin. In the world of exchanges, Kraken has launched commission-free trading for US stocks and ETFs, expanding its offerings beyond crypto. This move positions Kraken as a competitor to platforms like Robinhood. Binance's founder CZ has refuted allegations of a plea deal involving testimony against Justin Sun, labeling the claims as a smear campaign. Finally, Bitcoin ETFs have seen over $800 million in outflows in April, as institutions prefer the safety of US Treasury bills amidst tariff volatility. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.